Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
For 100 years, AFR Insurance has protected Oklahomans and their families, offering an array of policies, including auto, home, farm, and life. We find what works for you. With agents in communities across the state, we're your neighbor and your friend. We focus on you so you can focus on yours. AFR Insurance, for Oklahoma's families, for young and old, for everyone, for you. Price, protection, peace of mind. That's AFR Insurance. Contact your local agent today.
The Oklahoma Standard brings out our best, and it's time for us to step up. States surrounding us are protecting their citizens from secondhand smoke. But in Oklahoma, workers are still exposed to it on the job. Kids aren't protected from it in cars. And we're all exposed to cancer-causing secondhand smoke-filled air in unprotected spaces. That's not okay. It's time to get serious about keeping everyone safe from secondhand smoke. Because looking out for each other is what the Oklahoma Standard is all about. Join the fight at StopsWithMe.com, a program of TSET.
Well, the cattle futures were mixed today, and we had quite a bit of spread action. The February lives finished up 55 cents at 113.25. The April's up $1.15 at 119.12. June's up 45 at 116.52. But out in August, October, December, we were about 20 cents lower on the live cattle. Feeder cattle were mixed as well, with January, which expiring about a week, down 17 at 134.20. The March is up 97 at 136.95. April's up $1.30 at 139.87. This morning, right out of the gate, you know, corn was lower overnight. And so there was a little bit of anticipation it might open higher. But then yesterday, the markets were closed, but the sale barns were open, and Oklahoma City had such a big run. But they called it just a slight bit lower. So some mixed signals, but the corn prices being lower, I think, added a little bit of optimism back into the feeder market, more so than the live market. April. Live cattle didn't get to 120. The high today was 119.72, but everybody seems to be watching that 120 level. Had never got there, but that's the kind of the big resistance that everybody seems to be paying attention to. February lean hogs down $1.45 at 66.55. Overall today, though, the markets seem to be led by the spread action.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's at the top of the class for two gene Clearfield varieties in the Central Plains. It's Double Stop CL Plus, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Double Stop CL Plus is widely preferred by millers. It tunes out rye and other tough weedy grasses. And Double Stop CL Plus combines high yield, test weight, resilience, and show wheat quality in one variety. It's also acid soil tolerant and stripe rust resistant. Double Stop CL Plus carries the Grazing Grain and Golden Grain OSU trademarks. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Well, the grain futures market was a penny higher in the Kansas City wheat, with July at 6.46 up a penny. The Chicago wheat down 3 in March and May, but up a half in the July. Corn futures finished 6 to 7 cents lower, and the soybeans were 31 cents lower in March, May, and July. This summer out there in new crop, November only down 9. So that old crop, new crop spread between everything versus the November pretty much unwound today. You know, the spreads have gotten really blown out. And it was really attractive selling for a lot of traders. But again, it hasn't really worked out that well up to this point. The softs today and the cotton specifically up about 40 to 50 cents, with March at 81.05, December at 77.60. The U.S. dollar index has given some back. It's at 90.49, down 26 points. The big news, I guess, in the grain markets really is the fact that the Russians increased their export tariff by about $60 per ton. And so I think it was around $1.50 a bushel that they've tacked on through June 30th until their new crop gets here. And the idea is that should help the United States and our export market, as well as other exporters for wheat. And that contributed to this really strong wheat trade throughout the overnight session and throughout today.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you and out of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.